And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. We're going to be talking rooster fish, tuna, wahoo, marlin, Dorado, and more. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices, Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is always one of my favorites and easiest shows because you get to talk about like my most favorite place on earth. This is a good 2 hours coming up.
Man, don't we all wish we were at Rancho Leonero right now?
Right this second.
Yeah, right now.
Me
and
too.
And you could be there in a matter of just a couple hours.
Yeah, it's easy to get there. Lots of flights. That's changed over the years. I think there's three different airlines now out of San Diego. Spirit, Southwest, and then Alaska that are flying down. Normally Alaska...
Alaska has two flights a day.
Two flights
right?
a day, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the day of the week. But in prime season, yeah, two a day. So it's easy to get
there. And then, of course, out of TJ, you can either fly into La Paz or into Los Cabos.
Right, Valares.
Twice a day in Valares and once a day into La Paz.
That's how I'm going to do it this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Do the CBX and walk across. It's a pretty easy deal. So the access to Rancho Leonero is so easy.
It is. It's 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your driver, and right from the airport. So it's easy to get in and out. And we have a lot of guests that come down for 3 or 4 days, 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it is so easy getting in and out.
Yeah, indeed. I have to make a political comment about Valeris, though. I mean, they nickel and dime you for everything when you buy a ticket there. I mean, you buy a ticket for, like, $150 round trip, right? Well, by the time you're done, it's like $400. You add a rod tube and a couple of bags and everything, you know.
And dogs.
Like, oh, yeah, the dogs, yeah. But just a caution to our listeners. It's like
Valeris is a fantastic deal when you're going to Rancho Leonero and you got your backpack on your bag and you got a couple pairs of board shorts and your flip-flops and you're heading down for a few days because you're carrying on.
Right.
You're dead right. Like, if you're bringing a lot of gear, the add-ons with them is...
It's killer.
They'll get
you.
Yeah. And, you know, over the years, because baggage, you know, charges are going up and everything, we've made it so that you really don't have to. Mm-hmm. You can bring your own flip-flops and sunglasses and a T-shirt, and that's all you really need. We have everything down there for you.
I'm an Alaska guy. I like flying Alaska down there.
Yeah, me too. But I don't like their Airbuses.
Yeah, I know. You want the old 737.
Yeah,
yeah.
We all have complaints, right?
Well, they can't take our dogs back and forth anymore. They don't. They're not pressurized.
Oh,
they're pressurized cargo area.
That's why we're flying Valeris.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But normally you fly Alaska.
I'm an old Alaska guy, a mileage collector.
Well, hey, so you know, established, it's easy to get to. So what happens when you get to an airport and you want to get to the ranch? What happens then? You get to those cobbles.
Land in Cabo.
Well, you just walk downstairs and out of customs, and then our taxis are right there with the sign ranch.
You set it up ahead of time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all ready. It's really easy. That's the whole point of the ranch. Everything is really easy.
And you just find the guy holding the Rancho Leonero sign.
Yep.
And they're right in front. And you can't walk out of the doors without seeing the Rancho Leonero gentleman, you know, holding the sign waiting for you. You do make it so easy. I mean, that's the best part of traveling to the ranch.
And that's really part of the ranch. I mean, our meals are, you don't get to choose. You can have your own fish and everything, but we have, set meals and everything. Very few decisions to make. Am I going to go fishing or not, or am I going to dive? Or
am I going to have one more margarita, or should I just hold off where I'm at right now?
Hang out by the pool, rent an ATV.
You're one of the last resorts in the East Cape to be all-inclusive.
Yeah, I think we are the last one.
Yeah,
all the other hotels now charge for the room and then charge extra for the food. And I'm not sure that the rates are any more or less than us. It's just what they do. We can't do that. We're, we're off the beaten path. We're a 10-minute drive from town, and so we have a captive audience. So we have to have good food.
Who would,
a lot
once you
of
get there,
included.
Who wants to leave?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Now, there is new thing. That you have afternoon snacks that are available, right?
We sure do. We just started that, and I can't wait to get down there. We have
yeah, I know that hamburger, the John Ireland hamburger,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Cheeseburgers in Paradise. Every afternoon now, that was a problem because we don't serve until 6:30 or 7 dinner, and people get off the boat and they're hungry. So we do have a snack bar now. I charge a little money for that, but we've got wings and ceviche and sushi, chips and guacamole and cheeseburgers and hot dogs.
Perfect.
Yeah,
they're doing a really good job. It's a gourmet, really. We're doing a very good job with that.
Popular, yeah, indeed. In fact, you were showing me how popular the famous Rancho Leonero Rib Night has become with the locals, right?
It's amazing. We have to take reservations and we have limit it. No.
Because first, guest gets priority.
Well, they're the best ribs in the world.
They're so good.
I really don't like ribs much, but I like those ribs. You know, they marinate them for 2 days before, and then they cook them in the oven, and then they take them out and put them on the mesquite barbecue. And they really fall off the bone.
So good.
They're really good.
You have to turn people away outside because you take care of your
depending
guests.
Depending how many hotel guests. Yeah, we have to monitor it. And we can seat about 120 people at one time. And so that's our mantra. And we monitor it real well. We take care of our guests first. But it's real popular, and they line up from town to come over on Saturday night.
Yeah. really that's for good reason.
Yeah. No, that's good.
There are several resorts in the East Cape, fine resorts, What is it that sets Rancho Leonero apart?
It's smaller, more intimate. You know, we're in our own spot. That we're on Punta Soledad there, right out, and it's sticking out in the water, and it's to our disadvantage in the winter because we get a lot of wind. But in the summer, in our prime months, March through November, it's cooler out there.
Yeah,
you get
so
a nice breeze. And I'll tell you, that reef in front of the hotel, now that all the drone photos, you can see them on our website, that reef in front is special. Nobody has that.
Nobody has
that. In fact, in all of Baja Sur, nobody has.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best snorkeling in the world.
I posted this morning on our Facebook Instagram account, Let's Talk Hookup radio show, that aerial shot showing the ranch from the air as well as that triple reef out front.
Yeah, that reef
and
runs a mile.
You can really see just a part of that reef because it goes quite a bit further.
It goes a mile down south.
Yeah.
It runs right along the coast there, and it's just awesome snorkeling. It really, really is.
You know what else is awesome is kayaking or stand-up paddleboarding along that reef. Because you cruise along and you see, you know, millions of fish.
Yeah, it's been so clear. They've been sending up pictures. You know, I'm anxious to get back down, and the water's so clear, and you can just look down and see it all. It's not bad fishing off the kayaks. By the way, we just sent down 5 new Hobie kayaks. I just ordered them. Yeah, they should be arriving sometime this week.
You've got miles of private beach. You know, there's nobody bugging you. You want to go for a sunset cruise with your girl or go fishing with your buds down the beach, casting poppers or for roosters or reef fish. I mean, you've just got the whole thing it's yours.
You can go skinny snorkeling if you want.
Yeah.
real private. Yeah, we control a mile either side of the hotel, and then there's probably a couple of miles beyond that is unoccupied. So it's real private. You can walk along the beach and everybody does. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so nice. I love it. God, I love it.
The cool thing about Rancho Leonero is we've been together. This is going to be our 23rd anniversary celebration
so cool.
of our tournament in June, our spring tournament in June, 23rd anniversary. We've been coming to the ranch longer than that, but it was like a couple years in. We've been together for close to 26 years, 25 years with Rancho Leonero here as our sponsor. But when we've been doing trips down there, and then suddenly one day we decided, well, let's do a tournament, you know?
Yeah.
So like a couple of years into it, we said, let's make this a tournament. So that's how it turned into a 23rd.
It's a fun, easygoing tournament. Yeah. You're never going to run into a tournament like that. Yeah, there's no cost to join and great prizes.
$1,000 cash, courtesy our buddy Dave at Statewide Stripes.
Yeah, thank
Dave,
you. Very
cool, man.
Yeah, $1,000 cash. We're going to have $500 for the largest tuna, $500 for the largest wahoo or dorado at that tournament for free.
Right.
Doesn't cost you a thing. And a trip back to Rancho Leonero to defend your title
for the winter.
The following year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I think there's one room left. I think Pam told me there was one room left for that trip.
Yeah.
If you want to come, get your boat. You kind of specialize in Super Pongas at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, we have cruisers as well, but we have 11 Super Pongas and 7 cruisers, depending on how many are in the water at one time. But there's always 7 at least cruisers, and we do a lot of Super Ponga fishing. It's interesting because if you're on a Super Ponga, then you're fishing.
Yeah, right.
There's one. You have a captain, so somebody's got to drive the boat when the lines are being put out, or vice versa. So you're either presenting your lures or you're driving the boat, and people really enjoy that.
Totally.
Yeah, you know, you have guys that have big, huge yachts that come down there, and they're crewed, you know, and you don't want to, that's the crew's rice bowl, so you don't want to step on their toes. Pardon me. They honestly get an opportunity to really fish themselves. They're down in the water. The Super Pongas go anywhere that the cruisers go, and actually they have more spots than the cruisers go because they can go in real close to the beach and work the beach. So the Super Pongas are real popular.
That's cool.
It's great. And they're all Yamaha powered. And we have new motors, and they're very dependable, and they're a great boat.
Yeah.
And they're speedy, too, you know. They're 30. I try to hold the guys under 30 miles an hour, but every one of them will go over 40.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, Rancho Leonero is such a special place, so easy to get to. The fishing is great. The experience is great. When I go down there, I usually try and fish a little bit, but I'll tell you, I don't need to. I mean, there's so much to do, either walking the beach, kayaking, stand-up paddleboard, snorkeling that reef, or renting an ATV. you never really have to go out fishing, but then the fishing is kind of a bonus thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's changing. You know, in the old days, it was 100% fishing. Now I'd say the guests about 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people just come down and hang around, and on a 4 or 5 day trip, they'll maybe fish one day.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll hang out. And the ATVs now, you know, everybody talks about the beach and all that, but they're inland. There's huge washes that run back up in the mountains back behind us. And it's so much fun to get in there with it. Especially they have the side-by-sides
now.
The rhinos and all the different...
it's beautiful.
The razors and all that. And they're just... It's such a kick in the ass to get up on those washes and go up to the waterfalls.
There's endless trails.
There is.
Endless trails. And you can get around. You can almost go over the mountains. And you can go up the washes to Santiago and have lunch at the Palomar. That was John Wayne's old hangout.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history. Pretty
so there's
cool.
There's plenty of things. But, of course, when our listeners go down there, they like to fish. And the fishing can be, I mean, it's fishing. So there's days that are very good and there's days that are not so good, right? But lately, it's just kind of getting started, the roosterfish fishing.
Well, yeah, finally, we kind of a slow start this year. Water temp's real good. Water temp's 72 to 75 right now. And it was just kind of a slow start. And then the last few days it's picked up. Yesterday they released a couple of nice rooster fish. One looked like it was about 30, and the other one probably about 40 plus. And
nice.
Yeah, so they're starting to show up already. And they're one of our most predictable fish. Those and striped marlin. I'm waiting for the striped marlin to show up. Normally in April. April's our
best. You always said April and May. You always said
the month. Yeah. And they'll show up at any time now. I'm waiting for that to happen. But the roosters are going on, and inshore fishing is good.
I just got one more thing to think, and I just started thinking about it, Pete, when you were saying this is the 23rd annual tournament. Don't get me wrong. There always are changes. John's always making sneaky changes and changing things around. But in 23 years, if you looked at a photo from the ranch 23 years ago and then you looked at another one now, there's just, you'd have to look to find what the changes are. You know, they're more comfortable beds. They're bigger air conditioners. They're like inside amenities. But in 23 years, the footprint is still,
it has to
it's
be.
Still the ranch. Like, yeah. And it always has. Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite part.
Well, the guest mantra.
Yeah, they make
don't change it.
Don't change it.
When it was interesting, you know, the ring game, right?
Yeah.
I remodeled the bar in, I think it was 2008 or 2009. And we moved the ring game. I'll never move the ring game again.
It was almost like a riot.
Yeah,
people are resistant to change.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Don't change ring
game. I get it.
Yeah,
we just improve it. We do not change it.
Don't change our favorite spot.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about.
You're not kidding, buddy. So much great stuff on just a fantastic spot at Rancho Leonero. And we want to hear from you. It's going to be a great show talking with John and telling fish stories and hearing about the beautiful East Cape this morning. If you want to join us, there's two lines available for you. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking about my favorite place on earth at Rancho Leonero today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the local kind. It is one of their brand new styles, brand new to the Maui Jim lineup. It's a really nice, it's a soft black, dark transparent green and light frame. So it's a really cool frame, one of the new styles. It has the killer Maui green lens, which is a brand new green mirror style of their super thin glass. So this is one of the ultra brand new pairs of Maui Jim. I haven't even seen these in person yet. I'm really excited.
I was fortunate enough to obtain one from Maui Mikey, and I wore them fishing on Tuesday. I'm going to tell you, that green lens is, on the water, the best lens I've ever used.
Really?
It is unbelievable how good it is. Things just jump out on you. So it's kind of a little lighter than the Blue Hawaii.
Okay.
And it's a little darker than the bronze.
Ah,
so
it's an in-betweener.
It's kind of an in-betweener, but things light up that lens.
Which is really great, because a traditional green mirror lens, those are always like... in other glasses have always been the best for creating color contrast. Yes. So, like, when you're looking for kelps and right. you're looking for rocks and things like that, it's the best in, like, distinguishing colors on the water. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah, those are really, really good. And somebody's going to win that pair today.
That pair, huh? I haven't even seen them yet. Yeah. So what a cool prize. Again, one lucky caller, the brand newest pair of Maui Jims. Again, if you want to get your shot at those awesome glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk about an awesome place in Rancho Leonero, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Imagine waking up at Pyramid Cove in San Clemente Island, ready to tackle giant bluefin tuna or huge white sea bass aboard your own luxury long-range sport fishing yacht. Rock Cod Rick here for Journeyman Sport Fishing. Yes, the 60-foot Journeyman is now available for charters and open party trips for up to 6 anglers to local islands this spring and summer, and Guadalupe Island trips this fall. Journeyman is no ordinary vessel. Every detail of this super clean yacht has been taken care of. Huge bay capacity, large fish holds, top-of-the-line electronics, super comfortable staterooms. You'll be blown away when you step on board the Journeyman. As for tackle, it's top-of-the-line and all-included in your trip. I should know, I helped Robert, the owner, put it together. Nothing beats a trip aboard the Journeyman. If you're ready for the ultimate experience to catch huge bluefin, white sea bass, and more at the local hotspots, Guadalupe Island this fall, or a trip out of Puerto Vallarta next winter, call Journeyman Sport Fishing, 619-571-1979, or check out their extensive website at journeymansportfishing.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, phones are getting packed up. You want a chance to talk to the man, John Ireland from Rancho Lanero, and win a brand new pair of Green Mirror Maui Gyms. How cool is that? 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Open right now. You want to get through. It's going to be a busy morning. There is your shot. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. John, it's always a pleasure listening to you and speaking with you on the radio.
Thanks, Don.
My question for you is, if you could, you know, give us a brief history of the East Cape and even more specifically, how you found Rancho Lanero.
That's a good question.
Yeah, great question.
Well, the East Cape, you know, has been around actually as long as Cabo has been, around the corner. It started, the first hotel in there was Rancho Buena Vista. And that was, it was started by, I can't remember his name, but then the,
there's no road, right?
Yeah.
You had to fly in?
No, you had to fly in. All the hotels had airstrips in and out. And it was party time. Dwight Eisenhower came in, John Wayne, Desi Arnaz, Bing Crosby. They all flew in and out of there. And that was the only way they could get out. Ultra private. So they could do whatever they wanted to do, you know, and they did. They had big parties. They'd bring the girls over from the mainland and all that. But it was interesting because about the fishing course is extraordinary. And they would go out a mile or two off the beach and load up with marlin. And marlin were really the big deal back then and come in. But they also did a lot of white-winged dove hunting.
Oh.
And the dove hunting, is there's nowhere better in the world back behind us in the mountains. So they would go up and shoot as well in the mountains and then fish. And it was perfect for them. And also they had... It's not like the days today with the internet and everything. They really had privacy that they never got anywhere else. So that was the big catch in the beginning on the East Cape. And it started with Rancho Buena Vista and then the Van Warmers, Tico started Bahia de los Palmas. And then I think the Valdezes came along with, now it's Buena Vista Beach Resort. And then I came. I'm actually the last on the block.
That was what year?
I found the property in 79, 80, and I didn't purchase it until end of 82, almost 83. It took me 2 or 3 years to figure out if it was the London Bridge or not.
Wow.
So I'm the new guy on the block, and that's kind of interesting because I have the oldest style hotel.
Yeah.
If you were to look at all the hotels, it looks like mine's been there forever.
Everything's modernizing.
Because mine's old Mexican style, and all my competitors now, they aspire to be a Hyatt or Hilton, and that's the direction they're going in, and I'm keeping it very, very old style. I found the ranch. I was over in Cabo, and some people brought me over, I just fell in love with it. I couldn't believe it. I had no intention of. I didn't speak Spanish, and I had no intention of buying property in Mexico. I loved to fish and dive, and I grew up in Santa Monica and Malibu, and so I was always been close to the water. And boy, that's a water spot. I was smart enough to brought my mask and fins with me, and I took a snorkel on that reef in front. And I came out and had goosebumps and everything else. I said, this is my destiny.
Yeah.
That's where I'm supposed to be.
I chased it for many years.
Actually open the hotel?
January 86.
86? Wow. And it was how many rooms?
Just five, six.
Five rooms.
I stretched it to six, but it was really five, yeah. And then I just added as I went. I didn't really have much money, and so I was extremely lucky.
And now it's 34 rooms?
34 rooms. And it's been 34 rooms since 2000.
Wow.
And that's a manageable size. We can take care of everyone properly and the right number of boats. We're never jammed up at the pier in the morning. You know, we never send out more than 25 boats. And normally we send out 15 to 20, something like that. So, you know, it's proportionate to the chaos at the beach, and it's a big deal. And we try to get our boats out earlier and do some things so we can get the bait and size makes a difference, I think.
The phrase gets thrown around all the time, but it is so the truth at Rancho Lanero. It's a home atmosphere. Like, you get there, and it's like you're visiting old friends, and the people behind the bar you've been meeting and seeing, getting drinks from forever, and everybody learns your name, and then they remember you when you come back, and it really is the truth. You know, I mean,
it's more than cheers.
Yeah.
They really do remember everybody, the bartenders. It's all the same employees.
Yeah, I mean,
the mean tenure of my employees over the years, 24 years.
That's crazy.
Wow. I don't think that happens anywhere.
Wow. There you go, so Don.
They do know you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot
Thanks for the call this morning, Don.
Appreciate that very much. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You know, last week in the Los Angeles Times, there was an article about the new Four Seasons, which is 5 miles away from the ranch.
A little less than that. Yeah, it's about 3.5 miles down the beach.
So they've discovered, the rich and famous elite have discovered what an incredible zone this is.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, that the hype and everything. They've really come in. You know, they've got Leo DiCaprio was down there a couple weeks ago, and Jennifer Aniston and Gwyneth Paltrow. They're really Hollywood. The owners, Iron Gate's the name of the owners of the Four Seasons. They're putting in an Aman as well. And you know, sooner or later, somebody was going to come as a neighbor and develop. And I'm happy it's them. It's better than the Hyatt or Hilton, where we had a 20-story building and all that. They're two-story. They're 160 keys, 160 rooms, and the Four Seasons. And they're not real interested in fishing, you know.
And the room rate is starting at like $600 a night or something.
I'd looked it up, yeah, and it was $750, and then it goes up from there.
Yeah, that's the start.
It goes up from there.
How much is a room night at Rancho Leonero?
On a better piece of ground.
Yeah, let's say way more beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Meals included, average over the course of year is about $191. We just had a study done. So
wow.
For two people, meals included.
And you can get them cheaper or more expensive.
Exactly.
There's basic rooms or deluxe suites.
Exactly.
$191 a night, including meals.
And, for two,
and 3.5 miles down the beach, starts at $750 a night.
Well, no meals.
You know, think about where you travel to anywhere, what it costs to get a hotel room, anywhere you want to travel. You pick the spot and then plan out what your average cost is for a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner.
Yeah.
Put those together and tell me that East Cape isn't the best. And then throw on top of it what I would say is probably the single greatest opportunity to catch a marlin anywhere in the world.
For sure.
It is the best value fishing destination you could ever go to, period.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And here's the thing we've talked about fishing, we talked about quads, snorkeling, kayaking, kayak fishing, stand-up paddleboarding. We haven't talked about the most incredible scuba diving in many places of the world.
Pomo Reef.
Right there. Pomo Reef, John and I have dove it many, many times together.
In years.
If you're a scuba diver and you have not dove Pomo Reef, you owe it to yourself.
You do. There's more fish there than anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
It's so jammed with fish.
It's incredible.
I've been diving there.
And you can help people arrange it, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been diving that reef since way before it was a park. And the difference now is when I first came down, you know, the population, there wasn't much pressure at all, and it was really, really full of fish. But it was getting depleted. And when they turned it into a park, it was really made a difference. And the fish are tame in there. You can swim up to them and touch them.
Like giant amberjack.
That's so cool.
Pargo.
And big grouper in there. And they're just lined up on the top
of
the reef.
You'll never see so many big fish.
Never. And Jack Revelle, millions of Jack Revelle, they just circle you. And it's just so special.
World class.
You've always said, Pete, that it's the size of the fish that always blows you away there. That there's so many places where you can see all kinds of fish and tropical fish, but not big giant groupers and big giant amberjacks, and you're swimming with them all over the place.
And big pargo,
so cool.
Too.
Big pargo.
Their eyes are about the size of tennis balls. They have those orange eyes.
That's so cool.
Unbelievable. Cool.
Well, hey, let's go live down to Panama. The Cass Man is getting ready to board Pesca Panama this morning. Good morning, Cass Man.
Hey, Cass.
Morning, Pedro, Pete, John.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good show, Pete. I'm listening on the app. You're loud and clear.
Fantastic.
Glad
Panama. So you're in Panama, getting ready to fly down to David and get on the boat, right?
Well, no, not really. Actually, Kenny Ross and I flew in on Wednesday, spent the night in Panama City, and then we took the bus up to Santiago where our good buddy Jimmy Welch met us, and then we went out to his place, which is Torrio. He lives out there in the country, a beautiful view of Sabaco Island from his patio. And we spent Thursday night and then Friday. He has a local Pongero that he took us out with and did fairly well. I had a nice, about a 40-pound Kubera snapper that I got on a X-Rap CD, the 30, a purple one. And Also, we got some big Sierra. Kenny got a small yellowfin tuna, and we had a real good time out there spending the day there. And then we drove up from from Santiago, Jimmy's place yesterday, and we got into David last night. And so we're here, again, ready to go down and meet the boys at the airport. They should be in about 10 a.m.
Wow.
We're 2 hours, 2 hours ahead of you right now.
Yeah, yeah. So they're getting ready to come in. And so what's the outlook? I know last year we had such spectacular tuna fishing this time of the year.
Well, the thing that bothers me, Pete, is supposed to have been, as one guy described it, biomass of yellowfin tuna this past week.
Oh, oh.
So what does that mean for us?
It means a lot of sore bones, huh?
Yeah, it means you're in for it.
You should have been here last week. You know, one of those things. So. But I think it's going to be good. It's really going to be good. This is the time for the tuna, and they're getting some big fish also.
Yeah, let me give you a little advice. Don't go fishing with the doc. He'll hurt you. He'll trick you into going inshore and then take you offshore and make you pull on 100-pound tuna all day long.
Well, no, we don't. That's right. Well, we brought Kenny along to handle all the big fish.
Oh, there you go.
You better bring some extra rum and some extra ibuprofen, buddy. You got a long day of pulling on tuna in front of you.
Yeah, well.
What are you talking about, rum? Yeah, we loaded up yesterday at the El Rey Market on rum.
There you go.
That's so novel.
So,
Kenny said, go ahead.
So the good news is there was questions whether Pesca Panama was going to have a 2020 season, and they are.
Oh,
and
great news.
Cast Tours, Let's Talk Hookup will be joining a trip, and Ricky will be going on that trip next April, right?
Yes, sir. It'll be, I think it's April 14 to 20 or 15 to 21.
Yeah.
And one of those dates. But
I know Dave already took 3 spots on that trip, and I know that there's guys on this trip that it's going to fill up pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Doc will take his spot. He takes the whole boat to himself, and then Kenny will take a boat along with myself and Jimmy. So we'll probably have 2 boats left by the time I get back.
By the time you get back. Well, hey, it sounds like you're in. I love that trip.
It's
one of the best trips ever, Pesca Panama. And it's good to know that they're keeping it alive for at least another year. So take advantage of it while you can.
Yeah, I heard 5 years. I heard that they've got enough financing now to keep it in business for another 5 years. So,
all right. Good news. Well, hey,
anyhow,
Cass,
I'm going to let you guys go. I'll give you a call next Saturday from Panama City. I think I've got a noon flight out of there next Saturday going home. So I'll let you know how the week went. And hopefully it's biomass yellowfin tuna again.
Biomass. I love it.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. Well, good luck, Cass, man. Appreciate the call from Panama, and my best to Jimmy Welch. Glad he's found a great home down there.
Oh, you know him. He's always over here complaining about something.
Oh, yeah. The complaint du jour for Jimmy, but he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun, Cass, man.
All right, have fun. Bye, thanks,
boys,
for the call. Appreciate it.
I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right.
Take care.
Very good. All right. That's you're going to have such a great time. This time of the year down there, man, is such a good time.
Well, I just can't get over the photo. I mean, just the photos from last year of all those giant tuna you guys had. I mean, there was countless fish, truly countless, over 100 pounds, multiple 200-pounders, and didn't the doc
and
get a 310 or something?
Yeah.
Like, just unbelievable.
Yeah. And this time of the year, as Cass said, biomass.
And that wasn't a joke that you were saying. Like, you get so, not over, but you get to the point where you've got nothing left to prove on catching 100-pounders. And I love that story. You said, like, all you wanted to do was go into the beach and catch those giant snappers and giant, you know, pargos and rooster fish and all that cool stuff. So the doc promised, okay, we're going to go in and fish on inshore. And now you just stayed offshore and pulled on 200-pounders
like,
all day.
Oh, we need to go get bait. Yeah, right. You've been on that trip before, John.
You know what amazed me about it is how tight they tighten down the drag.
Yeah.
Compared to the ranch somewhere. They crank and it holds.
Oh, yeah.
Very seldom you pop a fish off. And it impressed me. After that trip, I've been tightening down my drag quite a bit more.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to break. It's hard to pick 80-pound line.
It's a unique trip, staying on the barge.
Yep.
And you stay on a barge, and then you have the boats go off the barge every morning. They do a great job.
Staying at Coiba Island, yeah.
Cool. It's real jungle, man.
Yeah.
It's the real thing.
The real deal. Well, speaking of the real deal, let's talk about the ranch, and let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. They're packed solid. Gary and Lawndale. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions for John. First off, I've never stayed at Rancho Leonero, although I've been there. I wanted to know, how do you assign your boats, especially if you like have a favorite skipper? And for the wives that may come along, do you have mariachis? And how about shopping? What do they do about that?
The boats. The boats you can reserve. If you have a specific captain you like, you, when you make your reservation for your room, you can reserve the boat as well. Because I mentioned earlier, because we're 34 rooms and we have many boats per room, an average, we very, very seldom you not get the boat you want. But I strongly recommend that you reserve your boat when you make the reservations if you do have a favorite captain. The wives, there is shopping in the area. You know, it's, we're more remote and shopping's not really our complete forte, but, We can go into town. We have trips going to La Paz or over to San Jose del Cabo for shopping, and the wives enjoy it. The wives end up staying on the ranch most of the time and hanging out by the pool and walking the beach and
going fishing.
More and more wives are going fishing. Absolutely. That's for sure.
The one thing that's so nice about the East Cape is it's, you know, commonly so calm in there. You know, it's not turbulent waters. It's not, especially in the prime fishing times. I mean,
compared to Cabo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if your significant other is susceptible to motion sickness, this is a great place to take them because it's open and it's easy, and the days aren't crazy long. You know, you're not up in the dark and back in the dark. They're fun full fishing days. You get plenty of time, but it's not, you know, it's not crazy. And the beauty of having your own ride at the ranch, if you fish till noon and you're ready to come in, just come in. You know, it's your day.
And if you have your wife with you or kids and they're getting seasick or they don't want to go on the boat anymore, they come in and drop them off at the pier. And the fishing's very close normally.
Right.
And drop them off at the pier, go right back.
Sure.
Continue their day. Yeah. And it's easier fishing than, say, a long range boat where you're fishing 24/7.
Totally.
Yeah. It's a great time, Gary. You should go. And hey, we'll look forward to seeing you 1 week from today in the Let's Talk Hookup booth at Day at the Docks.
That's a fact.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Hey, you know, one place where the fish are biting all the time is one of our favorite spots. That's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Let me tell you something. They have fresh Pacific halibut, Alaskan halibut.
Fresh.
Fresh. Right now, and it is the most delectable thing you've ever tasted in your life.
You'll see it on their specials board, which is like, every time you go into Point Loma Seafood, you've got to scope that out, because they'll always have special deals just like that. It's so good. I love it.
We also took home a fresh piece of white sea bass this week, so if you can't catch the ghost, go get it at Point Loma Seafoods. And lunches, dinners, whatever you need, Point Loma Seafood is the spot for what you need. And the best sushi in town, too.
You took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. I would put their fish tacos up against anywhere you'll find. It's just such a great spot. The food's always fresh. The service is always killer. Go upstairs, have a nice cold craft brew, and enjoy a great lunch overlooking the San Diego Landings. There's not a better spot than Point Loma Seafoods.
Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. It's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and the San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great. How's the fishing?
Good, good. Hey, you know, nice weather week up here. You know, a little funky rain and whatnot, but, you know, weather-wise, we kind of, you know, have what we needed. Continued to see some good bottom fishing up here. You know, some great days down in that deep water. We're fishing there off San Onofre, you know, North County there at Camp Pendleton. The conditions a few days, I'll tell you, made things tricky. We had some current kind of switching directions, racing uphill one day, downhill the next, but we were able to get down there and catch what we needed. The live sardine, I'd say fished the best for our guys this week. Gosh, there has been a ton of sardine, that, you know, that non-existent sardine roaming around down there in that zone where we've been fishing. So that fish has been keyed in on that live bait. But the guys fishing the cut bait as well, catching some nice ones as well as that 100-gram cold sniper. That thing's, you know, still moneymaker down there for sure. Half-day fishing a little bit closer to our harbor, you know, poking around over some of those inshore rocks and some hard-bottom stuff, catching some sheephead, whitefish, and some mixed bass. So we saw the water in those zones warm up a little bit, get to that 62 we saw a couple days this week in there. So things on the inside just haven't quite turned on yet, kind of where we'd want them to be, certainly. But nonetheless, we're catching some fish on the clam and some of the shrimp and stuff like that. Fury update. I don't know if you guys heard, but the boat's under new ownership. Kind of a big deal here. Dana Wharf is kind of the big news. Marcus Bailey took over for Rick Doesburg there. Bought the boat, and he's
Doesburg retired.
Can you believe that?
No,
you're done. Yeah,
so wow, that's a big deal, so. Man. One of the great guys of the business,
no
Rick
doubt,
Doesburg, for
well,
sure.
Absolutely, so
congratulations.
He's
well
deserved time off for him, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, congratulations to the new ownership team, but man, what an awesome run Rick had with that boat. I mean, delivering impeccable service, and you just, there are a few people that are in this business that you literally, for however, you know, many decades they've been doing it, you just hear nothing but good things about them, and that's for sure.
Rick's
a, yeah.
Fish with Rick, and he
that's
is
that's cool,
amazing,
man.
Amazing guy. So good luck, Rick, and
yeah, that's great.
Hope your retirement is excellent. I have a feeling we're going to see him on the water here and there, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be doing some guest fill-ins and stuff like that, but Marcus Bailey, who bought the boat and took over the operation for Rick, has been Rick's right-hand man on the boat for, gosh, almost the last 10 years. So it's
wow,
good
so
to
cool.
See.
I love hearing stuff like that.
Person, you know, young guy by the boat and, you know, start on his big career there with the boat. So that's been cool. They've been over at Clemente, taking over getting on some of that good rockfish action that's been had over there. Man, the quality over there has been really good. And he has some all-day trips as well. You know, fishing Catalina on there, 5 to 5. So we've got those on the books this week, as well as some more overnight trips. So if you guys want to hop on a trip up here, we're clicking. The phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com. Code this week, D DW, Dana Wharf, DW25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips if you want to come fishing with us. And, man, I forgot. How about there? You guys are out today on the fish off.
Well, today's the big day.
Today's the day. So they paid out a couple $1,000 in prize money for the top five fish on the leaderboard already, but today's the $500 catch the biggie on the trip today. You go home with that $500 in your pocket. So.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Wow. Sounds like a
wrap
great
that
time.
Up.
Yeah, yep. No kidding. Well, DW25 saves you 25% off. Just click on that Dana Wharf banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. Click on it. Get half and three-quarter day, 25% off. What a deal. Thanks, Guy. We appreciate that very much, Captain Brian Woolley, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you.
Thanks,
of course,
Woolley.
Next Sunday we'll be celebrating Captain Don's 85th birthday.
That's rad.
That, huh?
That's rad.
Yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How about Gundy? That Doesburg retiring, huh?
God, I guess you got to put the old goat out to pasture sooner or later.
I know you've worked with Rick Doesburg so many years, and what a great guy.
What a great guy, you know, and old school, you know, when you land a fish, the deckhands who he trains says, can I help you with that fish? And that sounds basic, but that's where he comes from, you know what I mean?
Yep. That's cool, man.
No doubt about
yeah.
it. For sure.
Yeah, hey. Speaking of where we come from, the surf fishing is terrific. You know, we got a bunch of elements coming together here. Good weather, warming water, lots of bait inside. And I heard this up and down the coast. The anchovy, small sardine schools are all over the place. The grunion are running. And then the sand crab showed up this week on the beach. So you combine all those things, and you're going to have some fish in the shallows. And that's what we have. Starting up at Malibu, the Uptown Group held a perch derby on Saturday. They found that stretch near Point Magoo to be the best again. Lots of biters, easy limits on the barred perch. I think the top fish there was 2 pounds on the button, and it took a MS anchovy pattern flash minnow. The next best fish, 112, 18, 16. So not that big giant fish, but still real good quality, and lots of fish averaging around that 1 pound mark. Calico bass, yellowfin croaker, some short white sea bass also starting to show in the surf line for those guys. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported a very good spot to invite along Huntington Beach. The guys are using long rods, two hook setups of the pyramid sinker, and they're casting bloodworms and lugworms outside the surf line, catching fish to 4.5 pounds. Ghost shrimp's probably a good bet if you want to get a better one. Soak a ghost shrimp on there. The halibut bite was also good along the stretch there of Cherry Beach, Shoreline Drive, Drop Shot, White Zoom, Fluke was a hot bait there, taking fish to 28 inches. Catch some tackle, and Newport reported good halibut action along river jetties and the street jetties. The fish have been taking hard jerk baits, and if the bait's around, a slow-rolled spoon like a crocodile or a castmaster's been dynamite. Lots of fish in the 18 to 28-inch range with a couple kickers in that 30-inch range. Hogan's reported a good lugworm bite off Calafia there. Anglers casting outside the breakers, scoring a mix of barred perch to 1.5 pounds, yellowfin croaker, spot fin, sand bass, mussel, anchovy top baits there. The bass bite, I've heard this up and down the coast, the bass bite has been excellent in the shallows with a mix of sand bass, spotted bay bass, and calico bass in and around the harbors, the jetties, all that kind of stuff. Really good fishing. One of the kids in the shop there at Hogan's fished about 45 minutes and have 7 bass in Dana Point Harbor there.
Whoa,
dropping
that's good living.
Finesse minnow, so that's pretty good. And then our top fish of the week, 22-pound halibut, taken in the Carlsbad Lagoon. And we've talked about these guys, Pete. They go down to the bait receiver. They've got a barrel they fill with salt water, and they transport those live sardines down to the lagoons. And a 22-pounder is evidence that that works.
Yeah, that's a nice fish for sure. No doubt about it. Well, surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunnison, a lot to talk about now. And we will talk to you next Sunday live from Day at the Docks.
Sounds good, you guys. Good right. show. I'll right. be in touch with you next week.
All right. Thanks,
Gundy.
Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into those phones.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. We're going to next talk to Steve. He's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
You're very good morning. I tell you what, you could sell me a sleeping bag spot 2 miles inland under a pop-up. How you didn't get into voiceover work, I have no idea.
You mean me? Yeah, it's my natural voice. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Well, it's very, very soothing, as well as I'm sure the ranch is. My question is the amenities. I'm trying to coax my family down. In-laws, daughter, 14 years old. As far as, like, I understand you have ATVs and other activities. Are those inclusive as well, or is there fees?
No.
And is there an age, like, for the ATVs, a 14-year-old girl, would she be able to ride?
Yeah, 14's fine. And they rent their rentals, and they bring them over and deliver them right to our front office there. And it's very easy. And I, you know, I wish I could give you exact prices, but I think a regular quad is $90 a day. It's pretty reasonable. It really
very
is.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I might suggest, too, that you hire a guide and take you on a tour of the arroyos. First time, it's a little confusing how to get to the arroyos. There's no road maps or there's no directions on how to get to these spots. But if you hire a guide, it's great. Like, for example, we hired a guide to go up to one of the beautiful spots. San Bartolo. And that was unbelievable. And it was actually Jimmy from Can-Do Rentals himself, the owner, took
that's
us.
That's really cool.
We paid him $100, and he took the whole group of us to this great spot for lunch, all these back roads. It was fantastic.
That's rad.
It's old Mexico.
Really,
you know.
Yeah, you see things you don't see anywhere else.
The mountains back behind us are kind of untouched, and they're the real secret, you know. Everything is water-related, what we're doing, but back behind in the mountains, the mountains are pretty high. They're almost 7,500 feet. When the peninsula is only about 30 miles wide, so they're substantial. And there's washers and everything go back up in there. And you feel like you're back in the 1800s.
Are your kids water kids too?
Absolutely. And I'm just humoring them because I know once they're on the beach or put a mask on that they're not going to want to ride a motorcycle, but that is a very important question.
Yeah, kayaks and snorkels and paddle boards and then, you know, fishing, walking on the beach, just the whole experience.
That's
laying
so
around the pool. The pool is absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, we talk about all these killer activities, which there are bunches of them, but, you know, reading a book in the hammock next to the pool at Rancho Lanero doing absolutely nothing is one of the greatest things in the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much to keep you busy, but when you get there, it's so easy to just do none of them because it's such a great spot to relax.
There's no TVs or phones in the rooms, but there's wireless internet.
Wireless Wi-Fi.
And there's Wi-Fi, and there's a TV in the bar. So
we get all the sports, the major sports.
Yeah, all the sports. So, but that's one of the nice things.
No, it's the best.
Yeah,
it's a really good spot to recharge is what it is. And we try to keep it as simple as possible. And people go down there and just relax and go home with their batteries full.
Yep.
Really.
And a very safe place to bring your family to.
Oh, it's so safe. There's one entrance in and out, and we've got security cameras everywhere. And the ranch itself is about 2 miles of beachfront and about 700 acres. So you're safe once you get in there. And then the front's just like a lake. And the water's so safe, you have to take a long walk to drown. There's no holes or anything. And it's a real gradual drop off in front. And that reef is, as I mentioned earlier, that reef is so special.
Loaded with
fish. It really, really is.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, hope you book a trip down there and enjoy it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Steve.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com.
That's KATMAI.com. KatMAI.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therez 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therez combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.